Let us pray. O God, beyond answers, Lord, beyond words, Spirit beyond imagining, move in us today. Amen. Long ago, I was told by a wise mentor of mine that pastors should preach a funeral sermon at least once a year on a Sunday morning. And that's because some of you may have experienced a death in the past year, and maybe you couldn't make it to the service, or maybe there wasn't much of a service. And for those who have experienced a death in the farther back past, it's maybe helpful to take another lap through our grief and to hear what the Bible has to say and to receive some good news again as we think about those who have died. Another wise one once told me and a room full of aspiring pastors that preaching a funeral sermon is not complicated. No matter how the person died, whether old or young, whether peacefully or violently, quickly or slowly, whether suddenly or predictably, no matter what and no matter how, always preach the same thing, because there's really only one thing to say: resurrection. Resurrection. If you've stood with me at the grave, you've heard those words from Corinthians before about the seed and the body and the mystery. Well, what I love about this reading is two things. It acknowledges that the resurrection of the body is, well, actually that the resurrection of the body is not two things. It is not something people understand, and it is not something that can be explained. Earlier in this chapter, Paul reminds the church that Jesus was in fact raised from the dead, that many people, several hundred in fact, saw Jesus after he had died, and that he, Paul, even himself had encountered Jesus after his resurrection. But still, some in Corinth doubted that bodies could be raised. You see, Jews believed that at the end of the present age, at the end of history, God would bring about a new age, which would be signaled by the resurrection of the dead. But the church that Paul is writing to here is made up of people who were not Jewish before they began following Jesus and discovering him. So all this talk about resurrection of the dead would sound really bizarre, unbelievable, perhaps. And so Paul acknowledges that the physical body does indeed decay, but he's also unswerving in his conviction that the dead will rise imperishable, and that whatever the resurrection involves, it will feature a spiritual body for those who are raised. So what about us? What does this mean for us? Well, no one saw the resurrection of Jesus, and the resurrection of the body, while it is promised for all who come after him, no one will see that either. But we have seen the power of the resurrection. I know I've seen the power. Oh my gosh, sorry, I lost my balance. The power of the resurrection. Yeah. I've seen it many times, but I want to tell you this morning about three times. Both my mom and my dad were not believers. They're not Christian. And then in 2001, my dad received a diagnosis of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and he died a quick 4 months later. Well, with that diagnosis, the questions for him started coming. And he came to visit us here in Massachusetts in June, and we sat and worshiped together, and he heard a sermon. And the only thing I remember from that sermon is this image, that of an ocean or a big lake with a horizon. You can't see beyond the horizon. And it's like we are in the sailboat, and the winds of the Holy Spirit will fill the sails to take us to the horizon. And even though we can't see what's beyond the horizon is God and Jesus and a beautiful thing that we can't see until we get there. And this image brought great comfort to my dad. Then a month later, I was in Wisconsin making a visit, and I asked him if he would go visit a pastor, a colleague of mine who lived in the area, and talk with him about some of his questions and some of his worries and his depression, his despair about his impending death. And so we went to see Gary. And I don't remember much of that conversation, except that in that conversation, my dad shared about that sermon, and I remember Gary using the word resurrection. Resurrection. And I could see in that meeting, at the table in Gary's office, my dad relaxing into the confidence of knowing into whose hands he would die. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? Listen, and I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. My dad believed the mystery, and he was changed. I also saw the resurrection give life to my dad's brother, my Uncle Roy. Back in 1983, his wife died a very violent and tragic death. She was in her early or mid-50s, as was he. And I remember his church and his faith sustaining him during those horrible weeks immediately following and the years and years of rebuilding his life. 15 years later, Roy and I were talking about Marguerite and her death. And he shared with me that even after all these years, he wondered whether she was still in pain, whether the pain of her death had followed her into heaven. And I just remember thinking, resurrection. No, resurrection, new body, resurrection of the body. No, she's okay now. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? Listen, and I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will be changed. I believe that because of Jesus' resurrection, my Aunt Margie was changed. And I saw that because of Jesus' resurrection, my uncle was comforted. A few years ago, a young couple from our church was pregnant with their first child. This was during the spring when I was preaching us through the Apostles' Creed. And so I preached over 14 weeks, and so those lines were on my brain and really present for me. Well, this couple got the hard and devastating news that their baby, that there was a lot wrong with their baby, and that he would not develop or grow into a healthy child. They were devastated, and in the immediacy of having to let go of this future they had for their child, as well as just the immediacy of what would be happening to his body and her body and all that they would go through, they called, and I went and I sat with them. Oh, it was sad. And as we sat together, I heard myself saying, I believe in the resurrection of the body. The resurrection of the body. and putting my hands on her belly and proclaiming that resurrection for the baby within her. We believe in the resurrection is promised for all bodies. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. Sustaining words of promise and hope for that couple. While the resurrection is not two things, it is not something we can understand, and it is not something we can explain. It is a third thing. It is something we can believe. I pray that we will. Amen.